Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the Church as the body of Christ. Week 6. The Lord's new commandment given to us, that we love one another. Friday, related verses. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. He who does not love abides in death. Matthew 16:24-25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it." Ephesians 5:1-2. Be therefore imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. 2 John 4-6. I rejoiced greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, even as we received commandment from the Father. And now I ask you, lady, not as writing a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, even as you heard from the beginning, that you walk in love. Revelation 3:7-8. And to the messenger of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things says the Holy One, the True One, the One who has the key of David, the One who opens and no one will shut, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name." Related reading. We need to love the brothers. The reason for this is that the church life is a corporate life, a life that involves the brothers. If we lose our brotherly love, and if we no longer love one another, what will become of the church life? The answer is that the church life will disappear. Where there is no brotherly love, the church life is finished. Actually, brotherly love is the church life. The church life is a life of brotherly love. In 1 John 3:14, to pass out of death is to pass out of the source, the essence, the element, and the sphere of satanic death, into the source, the essence, the element, and the sphere of the divine life. This took place in us at our regeneration. Faith in the Lord is the way for us to pass out of death into life. Love toward the brothers is the evidence that we have passed out of death into life. To have faith is to receive the eternal life. To love is to live by the eternal life and express it. Several verses after the revelation of Christ as the rock and the believers as stones for God's building, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." To take up one's cross means to bear one's cross. Verse 25 continues, "For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it." Please notice that in verse 24, we are told to deny the self And then in the next verse, we are told that we need to lose our soul life for the Lord's sake. Hence, the self in verse 24 is clearly the soul life in verse 25. We should not save our soul life. Rather, because the soul life is the self, we must deny it and lose it. If we are to realize the church life, we must take the path of denying ourself, losing our soul life, bearing the cross, and following the Lord Jesus. To reiterate, we must first know Christ in an adequate way so that we can realize the building of the church. Then, if we are going to realize the building up of the church and live the church life, we must always apply the cross of Christ to our soul life, ourself, and follow Him. The way to follow the Lord is simply to walk according to the Spirit. For in resurrection, the Lord is the Spirit in our spirit. Hence, if we are to follow the Lord, we must know how to walk, live, and do things in the Spirit. The more you follow the Lord, the more you will long to have fellowship with other saints. The more you deny yourself, the more you will love the brothers. The more you bear the cross, the more you will want to be in the church. This is a spiritual law. If you love the Lord, you will love other saints. If this morning you pray to the Lord in a living way, you will find a way to contact the brothers at some point during the day. Whenever you meet the Lord will turn you to the brothers. God's intention in His creation of man was that man would take Him in and express Him. Taking in God and expressing God should be man's joy and amusement. Man's happiness and entertainment must be God Himself, and this is not an objective God, but a subjective God. To take God in and to live God out is man's joy. God created man with the need for amusement, but our amusement must be God Himself. God Himself is the unique fulfillment of our need for entertainment.